Buddhism inside and outside India. After the Buddha's death, his teachings spread all over India. But the Buddha's teachings did not last in the land of his birth. Hinduism gradually regained favor among those in power. Meantime, Hinduism had developed in ways that made it more appealing to the lower castes. Over time, Buddhism died out almost completely in India. But for many years, Buddhism and Hinduism existed side by side. Hindus and Buddhists, shared beliefs. When Hinduism and Buddhism coexisted in India, a number of basic ideas came to be shared by both. Both Hindus and Buddhists accept the idea that it is wrong to harm other living creatures. Both value nonviolence and believe in Dharma and the cycle of rebirth. Some Hindus came to honor the Buddha as a reincarnation of the god Vishnu. But because Buddhists do not embrace the sacred texts of Hinduism, most Hindus do not worship the Buddha as an avatar. Buddhism spreads to other countries. Buddhism was accepted by millions of people in other lands. Missionaries and traders carried the Buddha's message throughout Asia. It took root first in China, where the ideas of the Buddha became mixed with those of earlier Chinese thinkers. Millions of Chinese became Buddhists, and Buddhist monasteries in China became centers of religious thought. From China, Buddhism spread to Korea and Japan. Today, Buddhism is part of the cultures of such countries as Japan, the Koreas, China, Tibet, part of China, and Vietnam. Reading check. What other countries has Buddhism spread to?